This segment of Grape Encounters is brought to you by my number one wine discovery of 2016, the awesome gold medal winning wines of the Cardello Winery. From the very first sip, you'll understand why these astounding, nicely priced Cardello wines are swiftly becoming a cult classic, just as I predicted. Handcrafted and stunning, you can get yours at CardelloWinery.com. That's CardelloWinery.com. Or find more information at GrapeEncounters.com.
This week on Grape Encounters Radio.
Lives come first. Wine is not the biggest thing here, and it's not the biggest concern of the firefighters or anyone. Lives come first. I have very dear friends that are homeless, winemakers that are homeless, chefs that are homeless, and there's just no place to put them.
Peel me a grape, crush me some ice, skin me a peach, save the fuzz for my pillow.
And it is time for your weekly Grape Encounter. And, you know, I've been doing this show for 9 years. And in 9 years, every Grape Encounter that we've ever talked about truly has been a happy Grape Encounter. In fact, I got into doing Grape Encounters full time because I was doing regular news for a number of years. And I just got tired of reporting about terrible stories. And so it was my desire, my greatest wish to get into talking about something that is just fun and delightful. Well, I had a really delightful story planned for you. I just came back from Bordeaux. We met a lot of wonderful winemakers there and had a crazy good time. We have 3 shows prepared for you about Bordeaux that I think you're really going to enjoy. But Bordeaux, unfortunately, is going to have to wait at least a week because there's something much more important that we have to talk about today, and that is the tremendous, unfathomable wildfires that are going on in the wine country of California. And if you think that the story doesn't affect you, you're really wrong. It affects absolutely everybody in America for a lot of reasons. And I wanted to bring on with me to start the show somebody who is a very dear friend and somebody that, you know, I would call to console me if I felt really down and out, and hopefully he would do the same. He is the guy that we call the sommelier to the stars, and I don't think he's any happier than I am today. Christopher Sawyer is on the line with me. He lives up in wine country and is very connected to everything that goes on up there. And Christopher, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. It's always great to be on your show, but I'll tell you, I could think of much better reasons to be talking about wine and food and all these kinds of things that you and I work on so often, but it's a little bit different this week here in Sonoma County, Napa Valley, Mendocino County, and Yuba County up here. You know, we got 18 wildfires going right now, and to be really honest, they're not even close to being put out. So we've got some real difficulties going on in Northern California.
And, you know, I have to be really clear. Our show is pre-recorded a day or two earlier. So the story, it's a very fluid story and it will change, but we're going to probably talk mostly about the things that will not change and try to focus on them. And what's so hard about this story, Chris, is the fact that there is a loss of life already that is tremendously significant and likely to go up perhaps a lot.
Yeah, right now when we're talking, it's Wednesday, and I just was listening to the radio. There's 21 confirmed deaths, and here in Sonoma County, there's 380 missing people. Those are ones where you call into this safe line, and you register and say, I'm safe, or you do it online or via social media, Facebook and everything, and there's 380 people out there that are not accounted for, so that's a lot. I think this death rate is going to go up, and that's just Sonoma County for those 380 people, but 21 deaths overall here in what we call the quad zone, which is Sonoma, Mendocino, Lake County, and Napa County. And there's wildfires brewing all around here. And the one thing in a few days where it's still probably going to be happening is because there's no rain in sight. And these winds keep changing. And all the meteorologists trying to predict what's going to happen that's positive, there's nothing really positive. And the winds keep changing. And so you think about fire and really what happens with fire, you know, when you start a fire by your house, some spark comes out. You got to get that out really quick. But usually you have the ability to fight, you know, that one fire. Problem is, we've got 18 fires that are going at once.
Yeah.
So There's fire trucks from all over the state that are here. You know, there's federal help. There's a lot of things that are happening, but a lot of houses have gone. You know, over 2,000 buildings, a lot of wineries, a lot of hotels, restaurants, the things that people come here for are gone. And it's really one of the saddest things I think we could ever imagine in any wine country or any area in the United States that is hit by fires. You know, we just happen to have a lot of trees up here. You know, this is what makes Sonoma and Napa so great, are these great hills and everything. And once those fires get going, they're very, very hard to stop.
You know, you were talking about the hotels. The first two hotels that were reported to have been burned down, the Fountain Grove Hotel in Santa Rosa and the Hilton, two hotels I'm super familiar with. I've stayed at those hotels many times. I live on the Central Coast, which is a couple hundred miles south of the Napa-Sonoma wine country, but I travel up there, you know, about every 6 weeks, 8 weeks, because it's really one of the two or three most important wine countries in the world, and so that's where most of the really important wine stories come from. I've stayed at those hotels many times. I can picture myself standing at the registration desk with my suitcase in tow and, you know, wonderful people, wonderful places, and so many other places that I'm familiar with that are just gone.
They're just gone, you know, and one of those really sad things for me too, David, my house is okay. We're here at the southern end of Sonoma County. We're okay for now. Everywhere in Sonoma County is in danger right now. Let's just put it that way. Let's just start there. The newspaper this morning said there's over basically 100,000 houses that are in danger right now. You know, 2,000 have been burned, and buildings and everything. The area that you're talking about with the Hilton and the Fountain Grove Hotel is really one of the great places to stay. I had just written a story for Napa Sonoma magazine on Fountain Grove Appalachian. There's actually an Appalachian that starts there that goes up that mountain. You know, I talked about how these places are great to stay. This is an area that I grew up in as a kid, the eastern side of Russian River Valley, and I grew up kind of in that Larkfield, Marquess Springs.
Right, exactly.
And Fountain Grove zone, you know, with Willie's Wine Bar, and there's Cardinal Newman and Ursuline High School and all these kinds of great things, even the great Luther Burbank Center for the Performing Arts. These are all gone. I mean, these things are demolished. It looks like this is World War II and that we just got bombed and there's nothing left.
You just mentioned one of the Catholic schools there, and there's a picture that I think a lot of people probably could see online, and it's the most ominous picture. It's a picture of a statue of Jesus, and he has his arms open, and he is facing this inferno, and then there's a fire truck behind him, and you just look at that, it just gives you the chills, because it just speaks volumes, you know? I just looked at that, and I almost wept. It was such a sad sight.
A lot of these things, like just what we talked about, just that little zone there, think about it. We lost a winery right there, Paradise Ridge, which is right up there above those hotels. That's completely gone. It's just gone. Those are great friends of mine, and they no longer have a winery. We also have these restaurants and hotels and everything. So not only are these buildings burned down, but people just lost their jobs too. I mean, there is nowhere to go. You know, and these firefighters and people that are fighting the fires, they're losing their houses too, but they're doing their jobs. And there's a hospital, a Kaiser Permanente, that's right down the street from there. They had to evacuate over 150 people the other day. And probably the saddest, but also the most saintly story that there was these two people that were really the nurse and doctor team that were really heading all the transportation for evacuating these poor elderly people and critically injured people and people giving birth from this hospital to hospitals in Lower Sonoma County and Marin County. They both lost their houses during this time. And it's heart-wrenching all the way around.
So I have something very, very personal to add to the story. I think I'll wait till the next segment to add it because, you know, for so many people, this is just hitting home. And I was away all of last week, you know, having a wonderful time in France. And there have been just so many terrible things that have happened in the past couple of weeks in this country, this just being one of them. I have at least one friend who is in critical condition in a hospital in Las Vegas who took a bullet to the head at that concert, and eight other friends that were there who are terribly distraught condition. And, you know, then we have these horrible floods that have taken place. And I only bring it up because, you know, wine is such a happy thing that we report on and talk about, and it's such a big part of our lifestyle. And I always used to say that, you know, at happy times we drink wine, and at sad times we drink whiskey. I think there's going to be a lot of whiskey drinking going on. There's just been so many terrible things happening. I can't find much to be happy about today. You?
Yeah, it's rough. I'll tell you, there's been about 75,000 acres burned. There's very historic wineries have been hit. You know, it's not just Sonoma County, it's Napa. I mean, it's really creeping towards the Mount Veeder Appellation right now in Napa Valley along the top of the Mayacamas Ridgeline. And that's some real famous sites up there, but it's all forest, you know?
Yeah.
And the same thing was happening in Atlas Peak and Stag's Leap Appellations over in Napa Valley.
All right, well, let's talk about what that all means in just a moment. We got to take a quick break here.
Sure.
And we're also going to be talking about throughout the show, we're going to pull some commercials from the show today and instead give you some places where you can go to donate, to help with the relief efforts. It's going to take a lot of hands and a lot of hearts to help people through this really tremendous tragedy. And as I said before, it affects us all, and we'll explain that a little bit better in just a moment. I'll tell you a personal story that really breaks my heart when we return with Grape Encounters and my very special guest, Christopher Sawyer. He is the sommelier to the stars.
Connecting winemakers, wine lovers, wine adventures, and all things wine from around the globe. You are listening to Grape Encounters Radio with David Wilson, broadcasting from our wine cellar studio in idyllic Atascadero, centrally located in the Central Coast wine country of San Luis Obispo County, California.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome.
At Grape Encounters, we're all about sharing. That's why it would be a crying shame if you didn't join our Facebook group page. Just search for Grape Encounters Radio on Facebook. It's where we're constantly sharing the latest wine news and information while you're waiting for your next episode of Grape Encounters. Here's David.
We shall overcome. We shall
with Grape Encounters Radio, a very somber edition of Grape Encounters Radio. I will tell you, without a doubt, the saddest, most somber edition that I've ever done in the 9 years that we've been on the air. I'm really, really glad to have both the insight and also the comfort of a really good friend on. I really just didn't even want to do this show today. I stirred about this and I lost sleep over what it is that we could say that would really make any difference, but I knew that I definitely wanted to include our good friend Christopher Sawyer, who's just this awesome force in the wine industry. He knows everybody, everything. He and I were going to do a piece this week on judging together at the Sunset International Wine Competition. If you can pick up this month's edition of Sunset, there are pictures of us in there. Christopher?
Yes, there are. And, you know, we were in action going through the top wines of the world. You know, it's an international competition, and we really did a great job finding the best of the best. And it's the all-star team. It is, in my opinion, the greatest team of wine judges in the United States by far. And we did it. We were part of it, both you and I, David. And there's a lot of great things to celebrate about that issue of Sunset Magazine. But, you know, a lot of these wineries are based in Sonoma, Napa counties, and Mendocino counties. And here we go into this crazy fire situation has become our subject instead. And I hope you guys all look at that Sunset issue. But our really pressing issue right now are these fires.
So get a copy of the Sunset issue. It's the October issue, and it's got the title World's Best Wines on it. And you definitely want to get a copy of it because it really does give you a rundown of the winners of that competition. It's a really super good guide for finding great wines. I can tell you that I feel really super confident in the judging there as well. And Chris, we'll get back on the line in a week or two and we'll talk about it.
I'm looking forward to that.
It would be wrong to talk about anything except what's going on in the wine countries of California right now.
Correct.
And I want to preface this section with one thing that I really have to say. There are a lot of people in the country that are kind of down on California. You know, they don't necessarily like the lifestyle out here, or they feel like they have a reason to not like the people out here. But I got to say this without any reservation. If you came out here and you met the families that own the wineries, especially the smaller ones, and the lion's share, by the way, of wineries in California, really any place in the world, are small family-owned operations that are run by farmers, people who get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, people who work their their hearts out. People who do not make millions of dollars. That's a misconception.
Really,
they are people who live hand to mouth in many cases, but also provide an enormous number of jobs. And there are so many tax dollars that come from the wine industry. I mean, kind of put this into perspective. There are 325,000 employees in the wine industry in California. But then when you take it across America, it almost doubles. It more than doubles, as a matter of fact. There are 786,000 Americans who are impacted by California wine. That's because they're in other states selling the wine, or the wine's being sold in restaurants or wine shops or whatever. It generates $57.6 billion in economic activity in California. But if you think that that money is just retained in the Golden State, you'd be wrong, because it generates $114 billion in annual economic activity for the country. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge thing. You know, wine is part of our culture. It's just like Food Network. It's all changed because food has gotten so much better, and wine has fit so well with the great cuisine that we now have. It's really part of our culture all across America and around the world. So the impact here of what we're seeing, you know, with this decimation of such amazing parcels of land here, and once again, your point is well taken. This is agriculture. This is what we do. We grow grapes here, but, you know, in Sonoma County, we make fine cheeses that go across the United States.
Right.
We also do the same thing with our types of vegetables and fruits, and we would never have Gravenstein apples and Bartlett pears and all these kinds of things if Luther Burbank hadn't have come here to Sonoma County back 100 years ago and started developing these kinds of amazing things like russet potatoes and all of these things that were developed here. So it has an impact in so many ways, especially in the agricultural field. Of what we do here is not just about wine. It's also about brotherhood and, you know, being a community, and that's why this community has had to come together on a different scale than we've ever had to do before, because of the basis of the destruction that we're seeing right in front of us. It's a very sad thing, but I will say that this group of everyone here in Sonoma County, Napa, Mendocino, even Yuba County, have rallied together. There's things like Solano County, which is down near Vallejo, where the Solano County Fairgrounds have taken in the poor animals. You know, the fairground has opened their doors to horses and cows and sheep and things like that that really need some support too. So it's not just about humans and wineries and buildings and things. It's about animals as well.
Yeah, and that's why I just want to make it so clear that probably you're listening to this show because you're a wine enthusiast, but if you just happen to be going through the dial and turned the show on and you don't even drink wine, maybe you're a beer drinker, maybe you abstain completely. The fact is, this industry in California generates an enormous amount of revenue for America in tax dollars and in jobs created. It is one of the most stable industries you can possibly imagine, but it has been rocked off its foundation this week, and it is going to continue to be brought to its knees. So this is everybody's problem. You know, any time in this country where an area gets hit by a hurricane or fires or earthquake or whatever, we got to start thinking more like a family and understand that it impacts all of us. You know, Chris and I, we make our living talking about wine, and, you know, it's a great thing to talk about, and we never want to have this conversation.
Nope.
But it certainly is a good time, Chris, for us to recognize, you know, just what a huge impact this industry has.
Yeah.
$34.9 billion in annual wages from the California wine industry, and only $17.2 billion of those dollars are in California.
Yeah.
In tourism, just talking about the ancillary income that comes from the industry, $7.2 billion in annual tourism expenditures, and then another 23.6 million tourist visits to the state of California's wineries each year. It's staggering.
I have great friends in Virginia, Texas, you know, Minneapolis, St. Paul, everywhere around the nation that comes to Sonoma County, Napa Valley every year, because it's part of their lifestyle too. And this is going to be a very painful thing for all of us, because we're also going to see the scars of what is happening right now, because you're going to come back to Napa Valley and go, well, yeah, let's go taste some more cabs, or let's go taste some of the great Pinot Noirs and Chardonnays of Sonoma County. But you're going to see these things, these scars that are whole communities they're decimated. They are nothing but rubble right now.
Maybe that's a good thing for people to see so we understand just how fragile life is.
It really is.
You know, and that we should not take for granted what we have because it can be gone in an instant. It took only 3 days to take almost 100,000 acres of the most important real estate in America and just destroy it. But let's talk more about how this will impact the wine industry and do a little projecting, Chris. When we come back, we got to take a little break here now. Okay.
Sure.
All right. My guest, Chris Sawyer, can't think of a better person to really discuss the human impact of what is happening right now in the Napa and Sonoma and Mendocino County and Yuba County wine regions. It's just terrible. And you know, the summer is not over, or the hot season, I should say, is not over. There are other areas like the area that I'm in that's very prone to fires, the Central Coast. It can happen here next. We don't know. God forbid. We'll be back with more Grape Encounters right after this.
Well, the sky is ashy white, and the fields are burning bright, and all we love fades out of sight. Pray for rain.
Back with Grape Encounters Radio. You know, it has just been such a horrible, horrible month with so much devastation by hurricanes and the savagery that took place in Las Vegas. You know, we will remember this time for a very long time. We thought we were done with so much of this tragic loss of human life and property. But then the wildfires hit the wine countries of California. And no, this is not us sitting here lamenting the 2017 vintage. This is really myself and my friend Christopher Sawyer, who's an amazing, amazing wine authority, wine judge, writer, a sommelier, really an expert in the field, really talking about the human impact of what is happening right now before our very eyes. It's not over yet.
No.
And it's going to be weeks, if not months, before we can assess just exactly how much this will have hurt California and America. Please, it is not about the wine and whether or not we get a good vintage or not. We're way, 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 way beyond that. Chris, you know, the economic impact doesn't end with buildings burning down. Pretty much, you know, most of the harvest had been completed. And one would think that, well, you know, the wines are safely in tanks or barrels or whatever. But that's not the case. Can you speak to what the status of things is in most wineries and why the wine itself is in peril? And if you think about just how many billions of dollars worth of wine we're talking about, this is going to have a huge economic impact in this country.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting season. At the beginning of this year, we were probably as happy as you could get, I'd say, going into July, that this was going to be one of the greatest vintages ever. And the reasons for that is, remember, we were coming out of a drought season, so we got a lot of rain. And then we just got consistently warm temperatures. The problem with that we're seeing right now, especially with these crazy winds that are completely blowing in random ways that we are not used to. If you think about the Santa Ana wind, the Santa Ana wind comes from the west and goes east. And that's pretty much the way we have it here. I mean, it's not as powerful as the Santa Ana wind usually, but right now we have the Santa Ana winds in different forms, and they're coming from the northeast or from north to going east. And it's a different direction completely than we're used to. And that's why these fires are just scorching so many acres, you know. And so the impact of this amazing smokiness is really having a detrimental effect on wines that are done in open top fermenters. So that's when you kind of crush the grapes barely, and they still have the skins there to get the color and everything going. And you just have these little, they're kind of like plastic mats that you put over the top of them. They are being affected in certain wineries. They're not in enclosed tanks, so they're getting a little exposure there too. Napa Valley, for instance, also some of the producers like to have bigger, hardier styles of Cabernet, and they left their grapes out there not knowing anything that this was going to come. And so those are very, very smoky now. We had a vintage like this up in Mendocino 2008 where that fire just really killed them. I mean, the number one wine that year that sold was this one where someone just said, screw it, I'm just going to call this Fireplace Red. And guess what? They sold it because it tasted exactly like you're sitting there drinking wine in a fireplace. But it's going to have a huge effect on what gets produced and what does not get produced this year. And what looked to be a great vintage is going to be a vintage that's going to be very remembered by this fire.
You know, temperature is such an important part of winemaking, especially in those critical first weeks. These tanks are very sophisticated, and they have heating and cooling capacity. A lot of electricity is out in these areas.
Yes,
so how does that impact the wine itself?
I mean, well, I'll tell you, one of the biggest calls out there right now is for generators. Remember, lives come first. Wine is not the biggest thing here, and it's not the biggest concern of the firefighters or anyone here. It's lives come first. And so, you know, some of these generators are for buildings like over in Napa Valley, where a lot of the whole downtown Napa is out of electricity. And so you've got some impact there. Luckily, we don't have super hot weather right now. But if this was 90 degree temperatures, you would have a lot of wineries that would be taking some serious hits here. Luckily, we don't have that hot of weather, but still, these generators are very needed for medical purposes, everything. So what these poor wineries have, if they do have a generator, they're very lucky. Some of these winemakers are making wines just out of total instinct. They're not used to not working with electricity or to even having, you know, water that's available to fight these fires in their area, because there's a very limited resource of water right now because the firefighters have every right to that water first. So there's a lot of things going on there. Tractors and trailers are needed. Lodging for the workers is needed, because some of these places are just gone. There's no houses for them.
Yeah, sadly, so many houses are gone, but then accommodations that are going to be needed for the long run for people who are going to have to help restore this, you know, the monumental amount of loss. The homes that are going to need to be rebuilt are going to require an enormous workforce to do this, and the hotels have burned down.
Yeah, the other huge one that makes me cry when I think about it is the fact that some of these schools have been destroyed. What do you do if you're a parent and your child's school no longer exists? Your whole life just changed.
Yeah.
Now the job of a parent is very different than it was before. You don't drop your kid off at school right now because the schools are not open or they do not exist. So we've got a lot of impact.
I mean, imagine that. You've got families with no homes and perhaps no jobs in many cases, and then kids with no place to go to school. I mean, this tragedy is just as huge as it could possibly be. You know, it certainly is not smaller than the worst of the worst that we've seen with the hurricanes. Listen, we only have a couple of minutes left here, Chris. We would be remiss to not talk about ways that people can help. You, I believe, have some places that people can look to try to help the situation. You want to dive into that?
Yeah, well, great friend of mine, Kimberly Charles, who you've judged with at Sunset Magazine, too, set up a great fund. It's gofundme.com/fire-relief-napa-sonoma-counties. So that's a GoFundMe project. We were at Wine and Spirits Top 100 last night, and Wine and Spirits was so nice to put some really great world-class bottles of wine together to try to raise some funds, too. But that is a great one. So that GoFundMe/fire-relief-napa-sonoma-counties is a big one. If you're looking to help the community of Mendocino County, you want to go to the communityfound.org. So that's community found, not community fund. And you can look under donors and donations to the community disaster fund for Mendocino County.
Can I jump in, Chris, for a second?
Sure.
I've been kind of holding something back. And
I know.
You know what it is, right?
Yes, I do. Very sad thing.
I learned this morning that my brother lost his house in Mendocino County. He lives adjacent to the Fry Winery, which was the oldest organic winery in America.
Yep.
And that winery went first. He thought that his house was safe, and we just learned just hours ago that his home is gone. So if you wonder why I'm feeling particularly personal about this, I didn't want to make that a big deal, but you know, it does hit home, and I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
You know, when we get off the air here, you know, we're going to figure out how we can get he and my nephew, you know, back on track again. And it's just, you know, it's incredibly sad. So anyway,
I have very dear friends that are homeless, winemakers that are homeless, chefs that are homeless, everyone that's homeless, and there's just no place to put them. So they're staying in great friends' houses until they can get some type of relief here. And I mean, it's going to take a long time to rebuild houses. So really, that's why these community things that are going on, these fundraisers and, you know, doing what you can to help these people is really, really important. So Napa Valley Community Foundation, which is NapaValleyCF.org, they have a fire donation page. their Sonoma County Resilience Fund, which is donatenow.networkforgood.org. And if you do a slash on that, it's 1431417. So those are four really great ones to donate.
So why don't we post those on our respective
we certainly
pages.
Will.
We'll post those at grapeencounters.com. We're looking into what we can do with the show and listeners to try to help out. We'll have that information out to you very shortly. I'm sure by next week we'll have a lot more information that we can give you. But in the meantime, we'll get some information posted up at grapeencounters.com. Where can they go if they want information from you, Chris?
Go to Sawyer Sommelier website page or just SawyerSom.com. We'll have these numbers up there for you too. And, you know, we want to support our community in any way possible. And our community is not just Sonoma County. It's Napa Valley. It's Mendocino and it's Yuba County. We're all being hit hard by these.
You know what? It's America, baby. That's what it is.
Yep. Yep.
It's America. Hey, Chris, I'm so glad you could be on. We're going to have to cut it off here. We're going to have on in just a second our dear friend Jeff Davis. You know, Jeff,
I know him very well.
He has a local show on the number one news station in Napa and Sonoma, KSRO, which I'm very proud to say we are on as well. So Jeff is a very good friend and a colleague, and he's going to bring us up to the minute in our last segment of Grape Encounters. But many thanks to you, Chris Sawyer, for your contribution to the wine industry. You're a great man. And America, please, if you're listening, please jump in. Please help. We'll be back with more Grape Encounters right after this. With Grape Encounters Radio, and now so glad to have on a colleague at our affiliate in Santa Rosa. It's Jeff Davis. He is the host of On the Wine Road. Probably nobody knows the wineries of Napa and Sonoma counties, Mendocino County as well, better than Jeff. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you, David. Glad to be here on your program.
What a crummy, crummy week. It's unfathomable. You're right in the thick of it, and I think you've been close to being evacuated a couple of times now. What can you tell us from your perspective? Because, I mean, you are really right in the middle of it.
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate most of the time so far. But, we are on alert right now. There's a nearby fire, and they're trying to contain it. And at this point, it all depends on how the wind's going to blow as to what's going to determine what we need to do. So we're hoping that the winds don't pick up too much, which they have projected, and don't blow this way to the west. So if that doesn't happen, then we'll be fine. But
it's been really unpredictable and crazy, right? I mean, it's much different than normal circumstances. It sounds like it's just going every which way.
It is going every which way. It's amazing how spotty it was. You know, it jumped from here to there, jumping freeways, going over mountains, and then showing up to the south and coming that way. And it's unexplainable how it's jumping around so much.
So what can you tell us about the overall situation there? You know a lot of these winemakers who have been hit really badly. Just give me a perspective from your vantage point.
Well, surprisingly, as spotty and as jumping around as it's doing, we've been very lucky. Most wineries have not had much problem. Some have suffered some vineyard damage, and they say vineyards don't burn, but I know they can be damaged. Some have had some minor damage. Chateau St. Jean, some of their back end of their winery, which they don't even use anymore. They've moved their production services elsewhere, got a little bit of fire damage. Kenwood was in the midst of fermentation and lost their power, so they had to leave. And of course, the grapes continue to ferment, and their production facility now is so full of CO2, they can't enter.
So what does that mean? There's no way they can get into the facility because the CO2 is so powerful in there?
Yeah, it's deadly. You'd think they'd be able to put on a hazmat outfit or something and get in there, but they don't have power to control it. So I think by now that vintage is not going to survive.
Well, then that's got to be the case. Wouldn't it be for an awful lot of other people? Because I'm guessing that power's out for many, many vineyards. Is that correct? Or
it's another thing that's spotty. You know, I just got done driving around the most I've done all week just an hour ago. And some places you go and the traffic lights are not working. Other places you turn and make a couple of turns and then you're back into working traffic lights. So it's hard to explain where power is out. And that's the biggest thing, David, is communication is so challenging.
Yeah, it took us a day to find out that my brother lost his house up in the Redwood Valley. We found that out today. You know, really, really sad news. He abuts the Fry Vineyard, which we all know up there, a very famous vineyard because they were the first organic vineyard in America. And my brother says, you know, I would have got him on, by the way, but I think he's probably too shook up to talk about it at this point in time. But he says it just looks like a war zone there. Have you seen some of the heavily affected areas?
Not in person because they won't let you in. I tried to go around Fountain Grove this afternoon and they're still blocked off. And that is where the most damage has occurred. And that's where Paradise Ridge got completely wiped out. It was a beautiful winery. They have a wonderful view of western and southern Santa Rosa and Sonoma County. Made some very nice wine. And also, tragically, they had a lot of sculptures on their property. They were really into art, and they had all these different sculptures scattered around within the woods surrounding their winery, and you could wander through, and it was really, really neat.
I wonder if those will survive, if those can be restored, you know, depending,
maybe.
I guess, what kind of material it's made out of, I suppose.
I'm thinking a lot of it won't be.
It's funny, anything that's made out of metal, you know, washers and dryers and things like that, they disintegrate in many cases. So it's pretty terrible. What's the mood there? I mean, it's got to be pretty somber, but are other people going about their business in the town of Santa Rosa? Do we have stores open, or, you know, what's it like?
Some started opening up. A couple of the local grocery stores are open. Safeway's been open all along. A lot of smaller businesses, restaurants, they're staying closed. Some wineries have chosen to stay closed. My wife works at Gloria Ferrer. That's a well-known winery. And they had some vineyard damage. Their properties, their building is fine. But now there's so many fires around their area, Highway 12 and Arnold Drive and South Sonoma there, that there's no reason for them to be open. And there are a few wineries like that in the areas that are having some fire damage that they're just remaining closed. So again, it's, you know, you don't get out that much to talk with people. You know, you talk with people in the neighborhoods, everyone's telling stories, things that they've heard. A lot of it's misinformation. So yeah, it is somber. That's a good description.
I think that, you know, the big question that everybody seems to have is, how was it possible that, especially at nighttime, that simultaneously so many fires ignited? Are they talking arson at all? Or is there any kind of clue as to what might have triggered this to happen?
They're investigating it, but because it started in so many different places, and it was the winds that did it. You know, if there was somebody that had a, you know, barbecue in their backyard in Calistoga and didn't close the lid on the barbecue grill, or someone in Atlas Peak, South Napa, had maybe their chimenea going that evening, and then the 65-mile-an-hour winds that kicked up. That's hurricane level one winds.
Wow.
You know, and it blew all night long. When we went to bed about 10-ish, it had already started, the winds, and I got up like three times during the night because it was so windy. My fence gate was blowing and banging up against the house, so I had to go outside to secure it. And I smelled smoke immediately. It was like, wow, something's on fire out here.
Wow.
So that was it. I think it's just anywhere there were embers and the wind just picked it up and threw it. And I heard that by the time it crossed over from Calistoga over Sonoma Mountain, that the embers were the size of softballs.
Wow.
That were flying off trees.
Well, I remember I was in a very bad fire some years ago when I lived up in Lake Arrowhead, and there were embers on my deck from the fire that were the size of a brick. I mean, it was just amazing that something could travel that was that heavy that far, but it does happen. Any word on relief efforts? Are you involved in any that would help people, where people might be able to donate funds or clothes?
Yeah. Redwood Credit Union has set up an account.
Google Redwood Credit Union. Okay.
And they're also suggesting just the Red Cross, you know, redcross.org will accept donations. And I have heard that the main thing they're looking for at this point is monetary donations. You know, people always want to bake cakes, create dinners, or give furniture or clothing, you know, and right now they're not really sure who needs that. So that's not a primary concern.
Time will tell. Time will tell. All right. Well, listen, Jeff, I'm really sorry you're having to go through this. I've been through two of them myself. I know how it feels, and it's the scariest feeling in the entire world. So I'm so sorry you have to be in the midst of it. People, though, who would want to know more about your show, do you stream? Can people have a listen to On the Wine Road? It's a great show.
Well, yes, and thank you. And we should point out the fact that I'm on an hour before you. So prior to your broadcast up here in Santa Rosa at 2 o'clock, I'm on at 1 o'clock.
That's right. But so sorry for so many people who've lost their jobs, who've lost their homes, and most sadly, who've lost their lives in this. Wine is a nice thing, but not important when it comes to human life.
Right.
So anyway.
Exactly.
All right. That'll do it for Grape Encounters this week. Hopefully much happier news next week. We will see you right here at this same time.